We all have gifts that that we are meant to offer. There is a process for each one of us in being ready to offer those gifts. Then getting the response from the universe, which is a healthy response for us. Go to the other side, you know, because there are problems on either end. Go to the side of, you know, at 17 years old, you have a hit record and you're a superstar. You know? So then you're getting all this response, but is it feeding your heart and soul? Or is it putting you in a straitjacket? So the response, in order for the response to the gift to be one that serves you, your gift needs to be offered in a way that is resonant with who you truly are and without any duress or any need for recognition, because if there is a need for recognition, it places a condition upon the gift that makes it very difficult for the gift to be offered freely. So that surrender that you're talking about, the surrender to the divine, which is the desire to offer the gift, but the patience to understand that when the door is open, you'll walk through it. Settling down of consciousness so that there is no pressure and need to perform, need to offer the gift in order to get the strokes from the world, because that is a wound-driven thing. So sometimes we have to really take the time to center inside ourselves and value that gift internally. And then when we take that time, the right doors begin to open. You know, because sometimes a door can open. Have you ever had the experience where a door opens and you go, that's it? And you walk through, and it's a cul-de-sac. It doesn't lead anywhere, you know. It wasn't a real opening. There was a lesson there that said, hey, remember this? We all get those lessons. We all get times when the universe says, you've still got more work to do, you know. So then, if we heed those lessons, and we say, okay, I'm willing to do the work, let me take the time to really clean up my act, you know, and let me not be attached to which door is going to open. Let me really surrender that. Then the right door will open when it's time. The interesting thing is our ego has its own agenda and its own timetable. And the core self does not have that agenda or that timetable. So all creation is co-creation. Okay? So there's not just you. There's you and God or you and the divine. It's a dance. So on the one hand, you need to be ready. Readiness is all important. That's your contribution to the creative expression, is that you are ready and you are willing. And then the universe answers by providing you with the opportunity. And oftentimes, the opportunity that arises, you look at it and you go, ooh, I don't want to do that. You know? And so you don't do it. And you treat yourself. You know, and then you get the message, well, okay, there's yet another lesson to learn, because I wasn't ready to step to that door, and that was a real door, and that was a real opportunity. Maybe you find out 2 months later that was the case, and you kick yourself because you weren't. But what can you do? If you're not ready, you're not ready. So there's this divine dance that's going on between you and God. And at some point, the inner readiness and the outer opportunity come together, and that door opens and you walk through it. And it's magical.